Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Ministry with Jesus, Bible Bits from Luke. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 13, Trustworthy Stewardship. Let's read our text to begin with here. Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Listen, money will reveal our character before the Lord. His servants must be trustworthy stewards. The smallest details of a Christian's handling of money are to reflect integrity. No excuses. What are true riches? Well, heavenly ones. Eternal riches are greater than temporal. Eternal riches are the Lord's classroom. Only after you are proven trustworthy with earthly stuff will you receive heavenly stuff. Verse 13 is so important. Money has the capacity to displace God in your life. Are you a slave to money? Well, how can you tell anyway? Well, answer a few questions. Do you avoid responsibilities to make money? Do you think or worry about money frequently? Do you spend a lot of time caring for possessions? Do you have a hard time giving money away? Do you need debt to maintain your lifestyle? Listen, money cannot deliver happiness, health, or especially eternal life. No amount of it can. Jesus Christ is the better master for your life, for peace and security, now and eternally. And verse 10 is the focus of this message. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. What is the key to faithfulness in little? Well, resourcefulness. It's finding ways and means to handle situations, earning to make best use of available things, recognizing the value of discarded items, knowing which materials to search for. Resourcefulness is the wise use of that which others might throw away. We're called to develop Christ-like qualities in our Christian life, which will impact our perspective. Let me give you four characteristics of a resourceful person spiritually. First, a resourceful person sees what others overlook. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." This is the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. A proper balance in stewardship. No extremes. For example, taking dominion to the point of wastefulness or taking care to the point of worship. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23 illustrate this clearly. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Helping a neighbor in need. Ceremonially wrong, but morally right. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what's not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests." A resourceful person sees resources that are overlooked by those around him. Second, a resourceful person gives what others withhold. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it's in your power, in the power of your hand to do so." What resources are readily available? Well, strength, health, friendships, time. Why did God give these to us? For his ministry work. The joy you experience in life is directly related to the investment of time to advance God's kingdom. Look at 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. "Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. Then Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, 'You know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God because of the wars which were fought against him on every side until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name. Now therefore, command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know, there is none among us who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians.' So it was when Hiram heard the words of Solomon that he rejoiced greatly and said, 'Blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people.'" Why did Hiram consider Solomon to be wise? Because of his concern for God's work. A resourceful person uses his time, money, and possessions to extend the Lord's ministry work. And then third, a resourceful person nurtures what others neglect. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth." Proverbs 27, verse 10. "Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. What's that issue here? Right relationships. Valuable resources are often received by maintaining God-given relationships. And tragic loss can occur when important relationships are broken for selfish reasons. An attitude of gratefulness is crucial, acknowledging God and others. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, "For who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? And now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" A resourceful person realizes that valuable resources can come out of right relationships. And then third, a resourceful person avoids what others embrace. Proverbs 22:3. "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." How can you increase your ability to give? By staying out of debt as much as you can. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, on co-signing to help others who are in debt. Listen to what God's word says about co-signing. It uses the word surety, but it's essentially co-signing. "My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself, for you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself, plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler." Why is the practice of co-signing wrong? A lot of people ask that. Because if or when the other person goes down, you go down too. Romans chapter 13 and verse 8 clearly says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law." A resourceful person extends his ability to give by avoiding financial entrapments. Well, let me ask you, are you a resourceful person? A trustworthy steward of God's stuff, keeping it available for his purposes? You think about all that, and you have a great day.